This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, and we welcome in KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Frank, it's been a while. How you doing?
Good to be with you, Joe. I mean, I see a picture of you on social media with a really attractive little brown dog.
Possibly, yeah. My dog, Tucker.
Yes. Very good-looking dog. It looks exactly like my Reggie at home. So you have good taste in dogs.
Thank you, thank you. You know, he's getting old, and it's sad because he's starting to lose his hearing, but maybe that's good for him, and my wife was hoping she... No, I'm just kidding. Frank, before we talk about the Cardinals, real quick, the Bristol baseball game, how did you think that went over the weekend with the rain delays and everything?
Well, it's a shame because it would have been an electric environment if it weren't for the rain, because Saturday the crowd was just absolutely insane, and I was really looking forward to it. It still had to be kind of a cool event. I think, you know, NASCAR is kind of hot right now, Joe. And if you can get some of that NASCAR audience to experience baseball and some of the baseball audience to go to this magnificent track, this historical track, I think it's good for both sports. It turned out to be a pretty good game. And I don't think it's the last time it's going to happen. I thought it was really cool. It's after the home run, they take the victory lap in the car. So, yeah, I think it was in general a positive thing for baseball.
Frank, Ethan here. The Cardinals, I mean, we talked last week after the trade deadline. I think a little bit of an acceptance, right, of what this team is going to potentially be the last couple of months of the year. And, you know, I think the play kind of matched that this in these games following it, a disappointing series in large part against the Padres, where the pitching in large part was decent, but the biggest issue being the offense continues to remain silent.
Yeah, let me give you an unbelievable stat. I was just looking at these numbers, that their regular starting outfield is Nootbaar, Scott, and Walker. How about this? Nootbaar hitting 226, Scott hitting 227, Walker hitting 227. I mean, how many teams in the history of baseball this late in the season are trotting out three outfielders? So all these people that are crazy on social media that want to rip the heck out of the manager, it's like Ali Marmol is going into a gunfight without any bullets in his gun. It's not his fault. They don't have enough talent, especially in the outfield. That's why this idea about Ivan Herrera, you know, going to left field, heck yes.
Yep.
Give us a left fielder that's going to have an 850 OPS and, you know, hit 25 home runs. This is unbelievable, and it's gone on for years that they don't have an outfielder that can hit 20 home runs.
So, Frank, when should we expect to see the Cardinals, you know, call some of these studs up and see what we got?
Well, it's a good question, because they do have a stud, and his name is J.J. Weatherholt, and he has an 1,100 OPS in limited at-bats in Memphis. This guy was the best hitter in college baseball a few years ago, and he has not missed a beat. I mean, this is one of the quickest rises through the Cardinal organization ever. I would think, now they played him at third base the other day, I would think if Nolan Arenado is not feeling good, then we're going to see J.J. Weatherholt play third base down the stretch for the Cardinals.
Now, here's my question regarding this, Frank, because I think I still might have a little bit of PTSD on if we rush him up here. I know he's been dominant. He's been hitting the tar out of the ball. But if you get him up here this year, and then all of a sudden it doesn't go quite the way you wanted to, did you do him a disservice? So that's one of my concerns. My other question is if you are to bring him up here, obviously he needs to be prioritized over anyone else that's up here, but I'm trying to figure out where exactly he plays with the infield roster looking as it is right now. I mean, probably Sejacy's probably that one spot, but Sejacy doesn't play much, so it just feels like it just makes the logjam that much more hectic for Ollie Marmol.
Well, I see your logic, but just two words for you. Mason Wynn. They
sure.
brought him up a few years ago for that final month, and he really struggled. But what did he do? He was humbled, and he had a great offseason, and then last year he was a productive offensive player. I don't think J.J. Weatherholt is going to struggle. I really don't think that's going to be the case. But if he does, he still gets a taste of the big league. I got to believe that in 2026, he's going to be a better major league player if he has a month in 2025 in the major leagues. And that's what you should be thinking about. But I do want to say something kind of pessimistic here. Although this is foreign territory for Cardinal fans, we're not used to not being an elite team. You better get used to it because it's not changing next year. And it may not even change the year after. This is a rebuild that's happening right now.
You took my next question from me, Frank. So you're expecting it's going to be a little bit of pain to get back to what the people of St. Louis are used to.
It is. And, it's not going to last forever. And the Cardinals, because of their success, Joe, have been picking late in drafts for decades. Now they go back-to-back with the top five picks in the draft, 5 and 6 here with Liam Doyle and J.J. Weatherholt, all of a sudden you got your elite talent. I mean, the two of the three best prospects in the organization just came in the last, 13 months. So it's going to take time, and they can do it. Chaim Bloom's a smart guy. He did good work in Tampa, and his drafting in Boston, the Red Sox minor league system is ranked 3rd in all of Major League Baseball. So this guy knows what he's doing.
When you look at this upcoming series, you got you're heading out to LA, facing off against the Dodgers. You got Sonny Gray going tonight, Miles Michaelis going tomorrow. Lost 2 of 3 against San Diego, a little bit flat. It felt like that's continuing. What do you want to see the Cardinals do in this upcoming stretch? Not necessarily just against the Dodgers, but what do you want to see to build some optimism in your mind that things are heading in the right direction, Frank?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's about wins and losses. I don't. It's about developing. It's about finding out. Jordan Walker playing the final 45, 50 games of the season. I'd play Nolan Gorman as much as possible. I just want to find out if you can move forward with these young guys. Because if you can't, there's other people in Memphis and maybe in AA as we speak that could be ready to go. But that's the whole thing. We got to find out about our young talent. Are they legitimate, or are we going to have another like Dylan Carlson situation?
Frank, always great talking with you. Next time we talk, I'll get a Bills question in.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Bills. I hope they win it.
Oh, yeah, I think this is the year. I really do. Frank Cusumano, KSDK Sports Director, joining us. We'll be back after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.